I like to read in the daytime, but she doesn't look at anything only when she goes to bed.
I'm generally building a basket or fixing antlers.
I used to be a bird watcher for
Dr.
Ron Ryder down at the college, and I banded birds for several years. Uh-huh. I banded 100 of those little tiny hummingbirds.
Did you? I really
Do you
like
still
them.
See any of them coming around here, the ones you banded?
I haven't lately. I uh-huh. did for several years, but I haven't banded them for several years.
Oh, I see.
I banded 1,000 of all kinds of birds.
Jeez, that's quite a bit. What did you do when you worked in the Glen Echo that summer?
Cash slinging.
Bakery.
Did you enjoy that?
No.
It didn't bother me as much as it did her. Somebody wants some gasoline, and she started to make a cake. And
then somebody wanted me in the store.
She forgot what she was putting in the cake. I just kept right on stirring and yakking.
You didn't have to go so many places. I made one cake, and it was a failure,
she
and I said it was the last one I'm making. But I did make lots of donuts and bread and
We made
rolls
1,000 pies while we were there.
Oh.
That's a lot of pies.
Yeah, it was a lot of pie.
What made you decide to try that for a summer?
We decided sawmilling was more than we could handle anymore. And
we thought we'd try something else, and that was too much work, too, so we quit there and came back home again. I said I'd just about soon be in prison.
And that's when you decided to try the crafts.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's when I went back to crafts.
Went back to all out crafts.
Mm-hmm. I started with the sand in 1931. For selling crafts.
Uh-huh. For the sand? Pardon?
For the stand. The
oh,
store.
Stand.
Store.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But that year, we decided we'd get away from sawmilling.
Yeah. And you do this full-time now?
Sawmilling
this is all
is
we do
heavy work.
Anymore.
Do you spend a lot of your day making things?
Mm-hmm.